Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Specific to Dylan Gabriel and the step forward. Like, I understand that a lot of people just would like Dylan to give you a starter's performance, so then you can say, well, one starter performance, he's a starter, yada, yada, yada. That's not really how this works. It's what you need to see. You need to see it more than once. But I do think taking advantage of the matchups you've talked about, which are the middle of the field, obviously the pass defense in general is just not great, so Jerry Jeudy, if he plays, that's another great opportunity. I'll also say, though, the catch-22 of this is, all right, make those big throws over the middle. Also, can we limit the hospital balls?
That would be nice. It seems like a specialty of his. You know, we referenced rounders a lot this week, and I feel like we could reference it again one more time. He's got to have alligator blood. He's got to, we have to see something from Dylan where it just looks different than what this currently is. And I think where the fan base is turned off is that everything looks tepid. Everything looks a little scared. Get some alligator blood in you. I want to see what Nathan's talking about there, where you get a little, while being smart with it, you throw the ball down the field. Wait, what's the point of having a 72-mile-per-hour fastball of what is that, 72-mile-per-hour at the combine? You see, like, set a record for being able to throw the ball as quick as he can. What's the point of having that if you don't ever use it?
Yeah, I'm always torn on that of, like, velocity versus how far you can actually throw it, because they're not incredibly linked to each other. Because, like, we had somebody, I think it was K-Noll 10 on the YouTube chat that was like, Dylan can spin it. And I was like, I've seen him pass beyond the sticks like twice. I don't like, oh man, you threw that 3-yard pass real hard. Oh, man.
I know, but obviously reasonable minds can attest that, like, if you can throw the ball 70 miles per hour, you could probably make a 40-yard pass. You could probably do that. You pull that off. You're doubting it right now. I can sense that you're doubting it right now.
Listen, I'm not doubting the MPH. I just haven't, or NPH, because we're big Neil Patrick Harris guys here too. Bungle that joke. I would like to see it. And at some point, the plays have been there. And I think that's like where I think everyone grew frustrated with Joe Flacco is, the plays were there, and he just wasn't getting the ball out and making those plays. He wasn't seeing the reads.
He was caged.
Yes.
What's wild about that is there's a part of me that does wonder if Dylan has been caged for 3 games. If he's trying to play Stefanski ball and isn't playing what actually got him drafted into the league. And so I don't know.
He wasn't John Elway at Oregon.
No, but he put up a million yards. Wait, like he did throw the ball down. He threw the ball deep in many, many opportunities. I'm not saying he's great. Let's not rewrite Dylan Gabriel here, but he did throw the ball down the field.
More than he did in Cleveland. I'll give you that.
I mean, three games, we haven't seen him do anything.
No, that's 100%
fair. Same thing with Flacco. In Flacco's four games, we didn't see him do anything. When we had 17 years of history of Flacco throwing the ball down the field. Like, there's a part of me that does wonder if he's been caged in many respects with that, too.
I can't give him that because this is the offense designed for him.
Let's see this open up. Well, no, but I think that's a bad design by Stefanski. Now, I wonder if there's the result of this is a turnaround from Stefanski to be like, hey, idiot, I did it wrong with Flacco, and through three games, I've done it wrong, really, with Gabriel. Now this is the game that we let him do a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't know what the sweet spot is with Dylan yet, because I haven't seen it.
I mean, you're doubtful the way I'm doubtful, because we just doubt Stefanski. That's the honest assessment.
Well, I mean, I doubt, it's, okay. It's a little bit of column A, it's a little bit of column B. I doubt Stefanski, and I doubt Dylan. And so this is the perfect game where you could literally accomplish everything I need to see from this offense. You could get Quinshon enough carries and establish the run enough that you can run the ball across four quarters without overdoing it. And at the same point, if Dylan makes the throws that are there, mm-hmm. Quinshon wide open in the flat for a walk-in touchdown, okay, I can gain a little bit more comfort with Dylan, and I can come out of this thinking we just saw the best Dylan Gabriel game, and then Kevin can earn my respect balancing the matchup versus your identity. Like, that game is there. That's the and by the way, you do it by scoring three touchdowns as an offense, maybe get a couple more field goals, and all of a sudden I'm singing a different tune on Monday.
Well, that's also easier said than done as well, too, right? Like, we just get a few touchdowns, we get a couple field goals.
No, it's as easy as how I said it.
It's not that easy. Yeah, for no, this no. team, it's not no, that
did
easy.
Did you hear how effortlessly that flew from my mouth?
I know. It's I love this. It's like when we're talking Cavs basketball. It was like, well, Donovan just has a score of like 30 and 35, and then it's like, I know, but it's not as easy as that sometimes.
I mean, I think it might be. I think maybe you're just a naysayer. You're just a negative guy. That's what's
really.
Going on
just,
here.
It's like, yeah, they'll just have three touchdowns and then a couple field goals. It's like we've seen them do that once this year, and it wasn't really because the offense was doing it.
216-474-0092. Can a win change your perception about Dylan? If we're talking big picture, that's not what this game is. If we're talking about the immediate, like my beef has not been Dylan isn't a starting quarterback. My beef is Dylan's not playing well enough to start a game, and that's what I need to see. I think he can absolutely change that. I think he can pull this offense out of moribund.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And make me not like, ooh, so this weekend, right?
I mean, if he doesn't do it this week, though, then you have to start really believing in what you've been trying to sell for 3 weeks now. Like, this, yes, is the, this is the week.
This is the one. I think this is an incredibly important game for Dylan.
He should look the best we've seen him look in a Browns uniform.
Let's go with Ryan in Akron. Ryan, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I agree with you guys. I think Dylan's got to come out, and he's hopefully Kevin gives him a good game plan, because the other thing we're not – the only thing I didn't hear you guys talk about is, you know, Kevin has these flashes of greatness, and he has not had one yet this year. So,
ooh, that's, I mean, by the way, when was the last flash of greatness from Kevin Stefanski? Because I was thinking about
2021.
I was going to go 2023 with Flacco.
Yeah, and he's got it in him. And if he calls a great game and Dylan has, you know, the time in the pocket, that which is the only way the ball's going to get downfield. I mean, come on. They're going to use these jumbo packages and double tight ends, then it's not going to be a game where he's going to be passing the ball much. And if you can go into Foxborough and bully him with jumbo packages and two tight ends and use Quinshon, and you're just running through their supposedly good run defense, which, you know.
You're not buying it. You're not buying it, Ryan.
No, they played the Bills. I mean, they got beat by the Raiders. They played the Jets, and who was the other team?
They played Dolphins. They played a lot of bad teams. But that's why we saw Tua throw 300 yards on
the Raiders, because they stink too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And a good Geno Smith game, like the only good Geno Smith game all year.
Yeah. I mean, Drake May hasn't faced our defensive line. And that's the thing about the Browns right now, is any time that our defense gives us a chance, as long as the other team doesn't jump up two scores, we're in the game.
I like your energy, Ryan. This is where we're trying to be, buddy. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
So, I mean, I think that is closer to where I am about the Patriots in general. Like, I don't want to call them frauds. Vrabel's a great coach. I think they've got something that can grow into something over time.
Mm-hmm.
But this game is, they're not there yet. Like, even Stephon Diggs, I don't think, is the same dude.
Well, I mean, is Drake May on a heater of all heaters right now, or is he legitimately become a top 10 quarterback? And I think I think Patriots fans would tell you he's legitimately become a top 10 quarterback, but I think for myself, the verdict is still out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that verdict should be out. Like, this is, and by the way, this is a great game for Drake May to make people believe in him as well. If you've got a big game against this defense, all right, then maybe we'll – and now even then, like, it's so early with these guys. We just rush to crown people in the NFL. Like, I think – and by the way, we rush to write them off too. I've been guilty of that as well. But, like, Drake's a top five pick. Drake's going to have a long time to prove what he can do, but he hadn't done it yet.
I know, but like, it's amazing the amount of stats and different notes I've just gathered together on Drake May throughout the week, and it's like I could pick any of the eight, and they all sound impressive. Fourth straight game without a turnover. He completed 16 passes in a row last week, second in franchise history on that record, while also having a 91% completion percentage. Like everything you see with him, it's been like 4 weeks. It's been like four straight weeks of what is basically unprecedented football, especially for a second-year quarterback.
That's also why I think this game represents something more for Dylan as well. Because if we just do the very low-hanging fruit, very basic vanilla analysis of this game and go, well, who's got the better quarterback? If you compare Drake May to Dylan Gabriel, there is no one in the NFL who will take Dylan over Drake right now.
And unless they're Huff and Payton.
And there wasn't, and
although,
even then.
I didn't think we'd get anyone to say Stefanski over Vrabel, and then we did get that this week.
That's the Ivy League brotherhood there with Ross Tucker and Kevin Stefanski.
Maybe if Zoe Gabriel ends up calling in, maybe she takes Dylan.
That's true. Even she might be realistic.
I'm in on Zoe Gabriel TikTok, by the way.
She takes. Are they married? I thought they were just engaged.
I'm already calling her Zoe Gabriel because I don't know her last name.
Oh, assume the sale.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
okay.
Come on, assume the sale. But, that sale's happening.
But if Dylan goes out there.
You think Dylan's giving up on that? Come on.
And plays a clean game and you beat Drake May, that is the kind of thing that traditionally Browns fans will go, he was the better quarterback on Sunday. That means something. I think we talk about crowning quarterbacks that aren't first round picks, that are third, fourth, fifth round picks. These kind of wins where you're the lesser quarterback in the matchup. Well, these kind of games matter.
He's got the much easier test. This is the part that I need to, and I just want to continue to stress up until kickoff, the idea that the Patriots' pass defense is very gettable. Meanwhile, Drake May's got all these accolades and everything that he's built up over the previous few weeks. This is the toughest defense that Drake May's going to play. Bar none, not even close. This is the toughest one he's had to play all season long. And so, like, if I'm Drake May, like, I'm not scared of the Browns defense necessarily, but I'm also sitting there wondering, I got a real battle ahead of me. Whereas for Dylan, every week is a battle, but for Dylan this week, like, this is your, as close to a layup as you get in the NFL is your opportunity this Sunday to look good. Like, if you don't do it here, I got a real concern about you.
216-474-0092. Can a win change your perception about Dylan Gabriel on Sunday? And we've got plenty to get into. Obviously, Sunday's a big game for Myles Garrett, but a big moment from Myles Garrett caught on microphone. That's in 5 minutes to start. Quick Hits on 92.3 The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.